Welcome, everybody, to the Five Star Frogcast. I am your host, Kevin Benet Amador, and with me is T-Money Tyler Harrison and Anthony Lopes.
I'm back.
He's back for the first time in 2023.
Always the reason they find glasses for it. Shout out to them. Obviously, Anthony being back, there's obviously means something's going on. And this Saturday, which shout out to Triple H for changing pay-per-views to Saturday, because I get to stay up and watch it instead of being a responsible adult and going to work the next day. It is the Royal Rumble. And it means we're kicking off to the road to Saudi Arabia, WrestleMania.
Yeah.
How are we Saudi feeling, Mania. Boys? Saudi Mania is about to run wild. What you going to do when Saudi Mania runs wild on you?
Brother.
Yeah. No, it's obviously the most one of the biggest pay-per-views of the year. If not, some people like it even more than WrestleMania, just because of how all the entrants, you know, like surprise returns.
Yeah.
The feud, and it's the kickoff, right? You got this, and we got the Chamber, and then it's Mania. So,
which is in Montreal this year?
It is.
Chamber.
Tony, you going?
Elimination
last Chamber. Minute. I'll go last minute.
Yeah,
I really want to go, but
I do too. That's a long drive, and the weather we're getting is not looking good.
Who knows what the weather's like? And
yeah.
See if we can survive the storm. Or the power's cut.
I think it's going to be a big night for Sami Zayn, though.
Yeah,
I hope so.
The possible end of the honorable Uso could be at the Royal Rumble. Who knows? We'll get into it. But, you know, before we get into it, some sadder news. Jay Briscoe passed away. That happened about a week ago now, close to a week ago. Yeah. So obviously, you know, prayers and everything for the family. But shout out to Mark, his brother. He's actually wrestling tonight against Jay Lethal. Against,
one of his oldest rivalries, Jay Briscoe's arrival. Jay Lethal. That was going to be a good match happening tonight at Dynamite. I think it's going to be the main event.
Yeah, I was just watching. They're going to do it on the main event.
Yeah, makes sense. It's another. Yeah. AEW's always like this. They did it with Brody Lee. They're doing it with Jay. They always really put in the effort on a celebration of life.
Yeah.
Which is good. Shout out to also WWE. Name dropping two people. Basically never wrestled in the company before. They didn't have to, but it shows that wrestling is a community and a family. And so, yeah.
Triple H is good like that.
Yeah. No, 100%. Oh. If that was Vince, he would be like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins wearing the, J band. So, but yeah, a lot of huge respect to Mark for doing that a week
now,
after.
Now, do you think Jay Uso got confused? That he was wearing. I'm sorry, it was right there. It was perfect. It was the right setup. Galactic out of the park. It's a question.
Wow.
No, obviously one of the big dream matches that Sally will never able to see is Jay Uso and Jimmy versus Jay Briscoe and Mark. Though there was rumors that I think Jay was supposed to come over to be a part of the Wyatt Six. That was apparently speculated at some point. I don't know how true that was. But reading up on the death, that was one of the things that they were talking about. When WWE mentioned him, they were saying the biggest rumor going around that he would come, him and his brother would join. But I don't know. I don't think it would have happened.
Interesting. But yeah, we're moving on from that. The Royal Rumble. Here it is.
Yep. Here it is.
My favorite pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of people's.
Yeah, I love the Rumble.
Sadly, I'll have to watch it the day after, but it's okay. It's okay. I'll still be able to.
Don't worry. I'll text
no,
you.
No, letters. Spoiling. Nothing.
No, 100%. I'm going to spoil it.
No.
I'll watch it the next day.
I won't.
Honestly, you can spoil the women's one because I don't think it's going to be that good this year. The men's, I don't want nothing about it.
The men's Rumble, no, don't worry. I will not spoil that.
So let's kick it off with the women's Royal Rumble match because I think they're probably going to do the first match. They got to start off a bang.
They'll bookend.
No, they're going to do the men's first. They're going to do the women's for the main event.
I think they it first.
No, yeah.
No, they will 100% book it first. They always
it's do. Not that one year where all the women had like the main event for every pay-per-view.
Was that the Ronda Rousey year?
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now, there are 7 of 30 entrants that are announced. Though there's probably about another 15 that are guaranteed, just not announced.
Yeah, and then there's the legends and...
A few legends, like Lita will probably come. Stratus may do something.
Maybe the Bellas.
Forbidden Door.
The Bellas.
Forbidden Door.
AJ Lee.
AJ Lee, yeah.
Forbidden Door still there. Kairi Sane's a big one. People are saying that.
Chelsea Green.
Yeah, I heard about this. This was one of the people were on the list to show.
Her contract's done. And I also read that she closed her OnlyFans account. So
she's looking to make wrestling money, not Mandy Rhodes money.
Yeah.
Maybe she's Mandy Rhodes comes more back.
She is in WWE though. I'm just saying.
Oh yeah, fair.
That's crazy.
I think honestly, there's maybe there's only a few people you can choose for this one.
No, there isn't.
I don't know, man.
There's only one.
I have one in mind, and I'm just gonna go with it. But
yeah,
we can
I'm probably gonna agree with you.
You're gonna say
so Naomi might return.
That's a big one.
I feel if she returns, she's gonna be like a fan favorite to win it.
Yeah,
but I feel like WWE's gonna do like a Daniel Bryan thing, and she's gonna get eliminated, and then they're gonna be like, "Boo!"
No, I don't think.
But I'm gonna go with Rhea Ripley.
Yeah,
that's the easiest choice. She's gonna win it. It's building up to be her versus Bianca Belair.
Yeah.
Judgment Day, obviously running things. Why not let Rhea get the first title?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Rhea Ripley. I mean, she hasn't for the first few months of Judgment Day. She wasn't like wrestling really. So
she had an injury.
Yeah. So now she's finally getting spotlight, and this will definitely bump her up even more in the rankings.
What if she wins the title, or not wins the title, wins the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
And chooses it to cash in at WrestleMania against either the United States champion or the Intercontinental champion. Because she's pushing her. I wouldn't say Intercontinental because Gunther's still there. And even though it'd be a hilarious match to see, I would think Austin Theory would be the most likely, or whoever is in the title picture at that time. I think Gunther's holding it on until WrestleMania.
I also think Theory is too, though. We might get the Theory Cena
versus
match.
Cena match, yeah. Yeah, the game.
I've also heard Logan Paul Cena.
Mania. Wow.
Logan Paul is actually good to wrestle, by the way, now. So
he'll be in the Rumble.
He's got to go in the Rumble.
What if Jake Paul's in the Rumble?
Maybe. Oh God. Don't take up spot. Yeah.
Don't. Hey, there's some other guys I want to see out.
There's 15 more spots. Don't worry. We have to fill two.
There are. I'd say there's probably about 5 to 7 surprises. Maybe.
Yeah.
I hope. I mean, the more surprises, the better.
For the women? No, yeah.
For the men's. The women's, I mean.
Now, let's stick to the women's right now. We'll get to the men's when we get to the men's. Let Tony have his answer here. Who do you think's winning?
Okay, there's not, I don't know. I don't think there's many choices. You got Liv Morgan starting at spot one, but I think she'll be the one that, like, for the women that'll go throughout the longest.
I think she'll be one of the final twos.
But yeah, she'll go like an hour, probably.
I think she goes for the whole match, eliminates her last.
Yeah, I think the longest woman, I don't know, probably Natalia.
Bianca.
Was it Bianca?
I thought it was Bianca when she won it. She was entered in like number two or something like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Even, who was it? The year that... No, it was Bianca and Nikki Bella at the end.
Right.
Didn't Asuka last pretty long?
No, you're thinking of Asuka versus Nikki Bella. Bianca Belair and Rhea Ripley also last the longest. I think they were like 1 and 3 or 1 and 2 a couple years ago.
I'm pretty sure Asuka lasted pretty long.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
We got to look at those world records. They don't talk about them much. I don't think, for the women's.
They will soon, I guess. They'll do that, like,
the
package for it. But, yeah, like, other than Rhea Ripley, like, I don't think Becky's going to win it. Like, could Becky win it?
She could, and then feud with Charlotte. The only other person I really see winning it, is Shayna Baszler. But I don't think, I think they're going to wait till Ronda gets the title. I think we're going to see, again, Charlotte versus Ronda at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
And then, or maybe Ronda, yeah, we'll get Ronda versus Charlotte at WrestleMania, and then yeah. Shayna Baszler will offend. Eventually, Shayna Baszler will versus Ronda. That's the match I think they would want to book.
Yeah. I'm hoping they go for the titles before that, but I don't know what's going on there with Ronda, if she's coming back or what. No, I'm going to go with Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, I think it's the fair, and this is a safe option. And I mean, there's no one really else that they're pushing, I think, to win it. So.
And yeah, like, I guess they're just pushing Liv, but I don't know.
Could be a decoy.
Yeah.
She'll be close, but I think we got this right. Rhea Ripley across the board. Let's get into Bianca Belair versus Alexa Bliss. 1-on-1 for the Raw Women's Championship. So first, are we a fan of Alexa Bliss's character?
I said I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with it too, because I think it's all going to come to a head this Saturday, what's going on with Uncle Howdy and what he has to do with Alexa and Bray.
Uncle
and
Howdy Mandel. Yeah, no.
It's got to be both, right?
Yeah.
What if the fast one of these is Brock Lesnar? I would give WWE so much props. I'd honestly
give Lesnar props
of all time. If it's Brock Lesnar, that's
just Otis.
Oh, that'd be even better. Shout out to Otis. Guy's killing it right now. No, it's obviously Bo Dallas. There's a lot of the beard, the earring, his little Bo Lee phrases. I think even a week ago, I think he was talking to Alexa Bliss. He was talking to someone, he's saying about like a character always believing but never succeeding or something like that, kind of hinting to his Bo Lee character. But doing trash on the main roster, which makes no sense because NXT, he was like a superstar.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. They tend to do it a lot. But
so now, let's say it is Uncle Howdy. Uncle Howdy's Bo Dallas. Okay, I know we're going to probably talk this about the dark match.
Wait,
I just want to ask, does he continue being Uncle Howdy, or is he more like a screw you to Bray Wyatt kind of character? In the sense of that, yeah, I'm controlling you. Like how Paul Bearer controls The Undertaker type
thing. Yeah, because I think he's trying to get Bray to open out of his shell, or I don't know, like it's like these six faces of Bray Wyatt.
Yeah, kind of like Foley.
Yeah, the three faces of Foley.
Trying to double him up.
So he's got the...
So are you telling me we're going to see the return of Husky Harris? I'm hyped.
Probably.
That'd be awesome. He better wrestle at the Pitch Dark match.
Because I think Bray's Twitter handle is like the Wyatt Six or something. I'll have to look
it up. Wyatt Six.
Which people don't know if it's a group, personality. We don't know. So far we've seen the Funhouse. So Fiend/Funhouse. Bray Wyatt. Then we've
cult leader.
Old school Bray Wyatt, cult leader. We've seen this new version of Bray Wyatt being in touch with his emotion. You still got Husky Harris, Sister Abigail Bray Wyatt, which would fall under Alexa Bliss.
Yeah. And then, where does Alexa Bliss come in this? Like,
that's my question. I don't know.
I can't.
I'm surprised
if he's with her.
I would say what they're doing with her, and he'll show up in this match. He's using Alexa Bliss to get to Bray Wyatt to make him do what he wants, because deep down he knows the Fiend character still cares for Alexa Bliss, and so he's trying to torment that character to do his bidding. Because this whole week it wasn't like Uncle Howdy be like, oh, come join me. He's like, no, like he's basically discriminating her type idea, it seems like. So it could be a way to just toy with the Fiend's character and to make him, because I think out of all the characters, the Fiends would be considered the hardest to control.
Yeah.
So with that, if you can control it, you're basically unstoppable. And that's what he's trying to do. It's like controlling Kane. It's like controlling the Undertaker with the urn. Right. Urn's the key. Alexa Bliss is this urn. If I think they're going down that path.
Yeah,
that's a good point. But let's get into the predictions.
Yeah.
I'll go Bianca Belair wins. I don't see her losing the title here.
I agree. She's going to WrestleMania.
I agree as well. Bianca Belair wins. I think Uncle Howdy comes out. Face to face with Alexa causes her to lose, and then he sits ringside for the match. I think the match happens right after with Alexa there. Pitch dark match. Mountain Dew. Sorry, pitch dark match. Let's not forget. There's a Mountain Dew. Do we see?
Yeah, that's crazy. Right.
I don't know.
What if the sixth character is Bray Wyatt, just as Kurt Angle with a Mountain Dew truck, just sprays LA Knight with it?
That'd be awesome. I assume we're just going into that match now, though.
Mountain Dew's getting involved.
Yeah, we are.
So we're just okay. So the Bray Wyatt LA Knight pitch black match.
Yeah.
It's been built up pretty well. Obviously, LA Knight's amazing on the mic.
Oh,
cutting all the promos, and had that awesome great moment in the ring there with Undertaker, Bray Wyatt for 30 years of Raw,
passing up the torch.
Yeah, I was really hoping he did a chokeslam or something, but whatever, it's fine. Yeah. It's fine. He could have done a chokeslam, like sold it, got up, and then Sister Abigail, but whatever.
Sister Abigail, boom.
It's fine. It's fine. Maybe next time.
Yep.
I mean, in all reality, I don't know if this match is actually gonna be good, but I know Tyler has something to say for this match, so maybe I'll let Tyler if he's here. Maybe he's not here. Maybe he's going. I don't know what happened. He's going pitch black.
He's going pitch black. Tally's gone.
Okay, you know what? Let's go down memory lane. So, COVID pandemic era. Oh, he's doing something. either way. COVID pandemic era. There was one segment that has stood out to me because of how ridiculous and dumb it was. What is he doing?
That's Sister Abigail.
Probably. Yo, what is he doing? I may as well let him talk here. What is he doing?
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world. In his hand, he's got the whole world. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands.
So Tyler Wyatt is here.
My brothers and sisters of the broadcast community, tonight's or tomorrow, Saturday's winner at the Royal Rumble will be Brother Bray Wyatt as he beats LA Knight. And when he thinks he's won, he's going to ask how to be a savior. But instead, no. He hits him with Sister Abigail. And we will wait until see who is Uncle Howdy. Uncle Howdy will not be exposed yet. Alexa Bliss will walk away with him, and the Fiend will be controlled.
Well done.
That was actually didn't see that coming there, Tyler. That was a great moment.
Put that on the 2023 highlight reel.
Oh, we're gonna have to know.
By the way, pitch dark match. We gotta do it in pitch dark. Obviously, this prediction coming to you in pitch dark.
Is it? We know nothing about this match, right?
No, nothing. By the way, I hope you realize I thought today, and I'm so upset, my uncle has a like an old man mask and I forgot to ask for it, and I would have walked in like that with it. I'm so upset. Wow. That would have been might cool. Make a return eventually. We'll see.
Maybe.
So, but yeah.
Is this do you think it's a cinematic match or a match in the ring?
A bit of both.
Yeah.
But like might lead into the ring.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah. It's gotta end in the ring. For the fans or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something's going to happen in the ring. But, so, 100%. The only thing I want for this match, and it's not going to happen, but they got to do it.
Okay.
Do you remember when Randy Orton took out all those legends with the goggles in them?
Yes, they got to do this. Bring him back with the goggles.
You got to do it.
Oh my God, that would be amazing. LA Knight's flying lights go out. All you see is Randy Orton doing the pose. with Bray Wyatt next to him and gives him the goggles, briefcase open. Oh my god, he's got the goggles.
Yo, that moment was great.
In the janitor suit, and then all you hear is Bravo 6 going dark, and then it attacks him. And all six. I think this is a perfect way for actually the Wyatt Six to attack and make it look like all Bray Wyatt's characters, because no one can really see what's going on. As long as you make it look like six people are attacking him, everyone's gonna be like, well, that's weird.
Yeah. But yeah, no, Wyatt's gonna win this match. It's obvious.
Yeah. I'm going with Wyatt too. I think we'll see I feel like we'll get a new character.
Yeah, maybe we know the five. We don't know the six. The six is something hiding.
Yeah. I'm assuming we get a new character on Saturday. But yeah, he's going to win. I really can't predict where this is going with Uncle Howdy. And I'm just going to sit back and enjoy the ride. Yeah. I'm enjoying the story. I know fans, they're like, oh, it's taking too long. But like we always
complain there's no long storytelling. Exactly. Now we get a long storytelling where
Yeah.
Just sit back and enjoy the ride, watch it week to week and see how it goes.
Yeah.
I am not gonna lie, kinda got a little boring, but building up to it, I'm respecting it. You know,
yeah.
It's entertaining. Now we get where we're going with it. You gotta throw a couple of Thor Dark Worlds in there before you get to Endgame.
There you go.
That's fair.
All right. We will move on to the Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens singles match for the undisputed WWE Universal Championship. It's pretty cool because this match happened 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
After the Rumble.
We've already seen this.
Was it? Yeah.
So now it's happening again. 2 years later. A lot has changed. Honestly, Roman Reigns is probably going to win this match.
Yeah, I think this match is going to be a little bit sleepy, boring right there.
You think so? Boring, I don't know.
Yeah. Should be a good match. It should be a good match. I'm actually very excited for it. Just the fact that the matter is that he will obviously win again, Roman Reigns. And do we see any of the Bloodline get involved? AKA, do we see Sami Zayn? AKA, Sami Uso? AKA, Honorary Uso? AKA, are you feeling Usy get involved?
I think he's got to, right?
I think so.
He's got to prove his allegiance to the Bloodline. He's got, you know, I don't know. Even though we all thought he did that at War Games, right?
No.
Yeah, but Roman's just, he's gaslighting him.
Yeah.
You know it's going to happen, and it's going to be Solo who does it. And I think this is going to be the end of the Bloodline soon.
I think it should happen in the Rumble match, but...
I agree. I think Solo and Zayn should be there.
Now, there was always a chance that they split the titles because I've heard a lot of rumors of them splitting the titles. So hear me out.
Did you see these rumors on St. Louis Comic Con?
No.
I knew you were going with that.
Because you gotta be careful with those Comic Con.
Hey, look. The other rumor I talked about, the poster, it's actually the poster now. So you know what? 50-50 on the rumors for me.
Let's see if you go 100 or not. You go above 50.
I would have to, but either way, there are rumors going around that they would split the titles before Mania. Then a certain someone could win the Rumble. We're about to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And then face, I think they said Rollins for the WWE title. So I'm pretty sure you already know I'm going to say that. But either way, because the Elimination Chamber is there, so why not have Kevin Owens win the championship, defend it in the chamber, Quebec, you know, Montreal, home crowd, all that stuff.
Right.
It's a possibility.
Mm-hmm.
It's either they make him, I don't know what they would have to do. They'd have to, like, something would happen.
You'd have to make him
Rumble, and it'd be like, this match is actually only for this title now, and not for both titles.
I was going to say, I was going to say, if you want to do it, right?
They did the contract signing, right?
Yeah, it's for the Undisputed title.
It's for the Undisputed. Hear me out. I'm going to jump on the
bandwagon here. Maybe there's a clause saying it's actually only for the one title.
No, here's what they'll do. Elimination Chamber. We'll have three Elimination Chamber matches. I feel like they're going to do it. They should, you know. Adam Pearce is tired of the BS going around in WWE. He wants to take a bit of a break. So they bring in guest GMs here and there, blah, blah, blah. And one time it's The Rock, right? And The Rock goes, okay, Roman, you want to be the head of the table? You're this, you're that, you're this great guy. Okay, you're going to win both titles on separate, on different chamber matches. And so he puts him in two. He loses one there. Rock screws him out of one. Say Seth Rollins wins it, and you set up a potential winner against Rollins, and then you have your dream match at WrestleMania with The Rock and Roman for the title. That's the only way they could do it, is that Elimination Chamber, and they split the titles apart.
I think the rumor now is Rock's not ready for the – he won't be ready.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
No.
He said he's – you think he's ready, even though – come on, man, you're ready, but –
he's too busy trying to buy Saudi WWE off of Saudi Arabia before they can get to him.
So the only thing with that is, like, I'm pretty sure they had this on the table last year. So how are you not ready? So could it be a red herring? Like, it's just
a swerve. Lying. He's,
it's just a swerve. He's
trying to swerve people, I think.
Yeah. So we might get The Rock, but we'll see.
I think we do.
Mm-hmm.
How can he not get be in ring shape ready? He's
always in shape.
And the thing is, he's known about this for, like, they've had this in the cards for almost a year now.
Plus, in Young Rock, first off, also in Young Rock, they teased it, so you obviously know it's happening eventually. It literally was he wanted also to fight The Rock, and he's like, no, that's set for a bigger stage.
Unless they're gonna save it for after he loses the titles. So there's like a storyline there.
Yeah, I would be okay with that because I mentioned it, Kevin. If you put Rock versus Roman with no title, all right, 50-50, you can give it to whoever. You put Rock versus Roman for a title, Roman's got to win. There's no way you're going to drop the title to The Rock unless you let The Rock win and let John Cena take it.
I agree with that.
17-time champion.
Yo, okay.
Okay, here we go.
I might. This is me not caring about the title. Okay. And I have an idea.
Have we even predicted yet? I don't even know.
We haven't predicted yet.
Okay, go.
So, anyways, first of all, if you look at the poster for the Royal Rumble, you can see it. You can legit see it. Okay?
What do you see?
Yep.
Lightning effects in the background. Everything. It's just a hint. You know, all the wrestlers. And then electrifying. Okay.
Oh,
so anyways. So hear me out. The Rock's not in the Rumble match.
Yep.
He cost Roman the titles.
Okay. So you're going with Kevin Owens.
I don't want to do it.
No, like, pull that trigger.
What if
pull
it does happen? What if the
and
Rock
then you win?
What if the Rock return? Because the match at Mania doesn't need to be for the titles. Everyone knows that. This is a way for Roman to lose the titles to a guy who's still over. Damn it.
I don't know if you can do it here, though.
Do it. Pull the trigger.
If he doesn't do it
here, that means your Royal Rumble winner has to be someone certain. It can't be who everyone thinks it's going to be. It has to be one certain person.
Right. Or
so pull it. Do it.
No.
Do it.
Or what we all probably think they're gonna do, and The Rock will be at the Rumble in the Rumble match, and it's between him and a certain someone. I just thought of it, you know, like, why would they? I don't know. It's an option.
It is.
It would throw all of us off.
It would. I don't think The Rock's in the Rumble. I agree with you.
I hope not.
Okay, but if he's not,
he's gonna try to screw Roman. He's gonna try to screw Roman at Royal Rumble.
But if Roman keeps the championship, no, I can't.
Yeah, but they're going to set up either way. There's still Elimination Chamber you can still do. You got
that's it.
You got WrestleMania. You could do a two-night event where he faces Roman twice. Roman fights two matches in one night, one at the beginning, one at the end. It's possible.
That could happen. Yep.
Yeah.
Each night.
That too, maybe. Yeah. It's just usually they give the women's the main event on the first night. Right?
But the thing is, if Roman does that, right,
mm-hmm.
he wins the first night, loses the second night. Yeah, he lost the one championship, but he still has the one. So what is he going to do with the one?
Money in the Bank will be around the corner.
Defend it against the same guys again and again.
Yeah, Money in the Bank is around the corner.
I don't know. I have a feeling. Damn it.
Do it. Pull it. Come on. You want to.
It's tough.
You want to. I'm sticking with my bet that Roman, they're not going to do this. Not in this crowd. Roman losing is too big. And if you have Roman lose, what's the point of Sammy potentially being turned?
If Cody wins the Royal Rumble, we already know he's coming back, so it's not as big anymore.
Okay. But
they need a big moment.
Roman losing,
The Rock returning is a big moment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with you thinking that he could lose it and whatever, but do you really want to go into the WrestleMania with his first loss at Royal Rumble? I don't think I can't see.
Yeah, I know.
Another thing, you're building this thing up with the bloodline. The whole point is to be protective, right, of Roman Reigns' titles and all this stuff. Right. He loses that whole bloodline storyline you just threw out the window. There's no point no more. The Sami Zayn buildup, no point. The whole point for it is the Sami Zayn to challenge those titles eventually. You take those away, there's no incentive for him to do it. Unless you're going to make it where he goes after Kevin Owens and then he wins at WrestleMania and then now he's going to feud with Roman Reigns. But then Roman Reigns would just win it back.
That's a good point.
So, you kind of handcuff yourself.
Yeah, Roman's winning this match.
Yeah.
I wish what you're saying is true because it'd be amazing.
If Kevin Owens won, that would be amazing.
It's just they booked themselves, and I don't think that it's a bad thing they did because they're going a certain direction, but they just booked themselves in a way where that's such a great idea, but sadly it can't go that way because then there's a lot of plot holes that need to be made up. Obviously you can fix it, but I think it lessen the impact. Like Roman turning on Sammy or Solo turn on Sammy. Or like right there alone could cause riffles with the title.
Right.
Roman's like, Solo, get him. And you know, Solo's this time's like, no, you know what? No. And he walks out. You could kind of see like there's a riffle effect now, right? Like how Jay stuck up for Sammy this week, past week,
right,
where before he hated him, right? That's why I would think to me, it's going to be hard for them to fight for the titles at WrestleMania, the Usos versus KO and Sami Zayn, just because of how they're building that relationship. That means you got to have Sami Zayn turn on Jay, which then kind of kills his babyface push. He's no longer a babyface because he kind of betrayed one of his best friends, the only one that stuck up for him. So he's kind of worn out as a heel, and it just doesn't work in line with that. So I feel right now they don't want him to go for that title. I think they're going to sadly have them face at WrestleMania. Unless maybe at Elimination Chamber, Jay plays him. That's the only way I can see it.
There is so many options.
That's why this is probably the best storyline so far in wrestling. Because there's so many options. Like Kevin's already shot something. I have something. You're going to know.
The Sammy and Kevin Owens can go for the titles, for the tag team titles. But how do they get there? Because Jay's on his side right now.
Exactly.
So that can change. I don't know how it would change. Maybe Roman. Maybe the Usos side with Roman.
Yeah.
Or another thing could happen is the Usos split from Roman. Like there's so many options here that I like it because I can't predict it. Maybe the month before WrestleMania, you'd kind of see where everything's going. But right now, I can't see it.
There is one way I would actually book it now thinking about it. Both of Jay and Sammy are in the Rumble, right? Jay's.
Do we know?
Knocked out. I'm just saying, like, we don't know, they're in. Yeah. We're hypothetically saying they're both in. Jay's over on the outside, right? Someone pushes Sami Zayn, boom, knocks off Jay, right? But it makes Jay might be thinking, did you just, knock me off? That's in the back of his head now, right? So where you have it where eventually, Jay's basically the last guy that you know, Roman, if Jay wasn't for Sammy, done. After that moment, Jay's like, you know what? No, he, after I stuck up for him, he betrays me. So no, kick him out. He's not an Oos. An Oos wouldn't do that. And then you could have the moment where all the fans know it was an accident. Jay doesn't know it was an accident. And you could have a heartfelt promo with him saying, you're like my brother, blah, 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 blah. You know, you were like, yeah, basically, you're like my brother. I did everything for you. I used to hate you, but now we're this close. Like, make it super emotional. Jay's amazing talker on the mic. Honestly, could be a world champ if he really wanted to be. And just have that build up there where, like, he makes Sami Zayn feel like terrible for something he didn't do. And that's where, you know, Kevin Owens will come in. You know, that's the only way I can see it. But it's a tough situation. There's so many options. I can't wait. I do think Rowan's winning, though. I think we're all with that.
Would you rather Sami win the one of the titles or the tag team titles?
I prefer the one of the titles. I prefer both because right now there has not ever been a wrestler in WWE history that has been as hot since Daniel Bryan. That is Sami Zayn right now. I think if he wins the Royal Rumble and wins those titles at WrestleMania, over
Daniel.
Everyone's talking about the miracle at New Orleans. No, it'll be over that. Way over, because Sami Zayn, what he's done,
Kofi had his moment too. Amazing.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, like, but Daniel Bryan was super hot as a face at that time. Like, Kofi was too. Everyone was just happy because Kofi finally got it.
Yeah.
But ironically, it was with Daniel Bryan, which is hilarious.
It could happen. Sami could end up actually being the guy.
I would love it, but I don't. The good thing about this is Triple H. He might. He is a wrestler for the fans. He's turned Hit Row heel, so we'll see how that turns out. So he kind of does listen to the fans. Okay, you don't like it, but if he sticks to something he really likes, like Bray Wyatt's storytelling, he's going to stick to it. Yeah. So, that being said, Roman.
Yeah, Roman across
the board. It's tough. Okay, I'm going Roman, but it is tough to kind of predict how it's going to go, because if Sami is to go for one of the titles or Mania, it has to be only one.
Like, yeah. It's not both. And then, again, we're missing the big.
And I don't know how they're going to split the titles up.
Yep. That's another thing. And then there's another big thing. They spend millions of dollars on this guy. He's wrestling at the Royal Rumble. He's coming back. Obviously, people are worried because they didn't make it a surprise. They told people. So that means that worries people. But I think this. Everyone's thinking about The Rock shadowing Cody Rhodes. What if the Forbidden Door? The Rock's got to show up. Rock will show up. What if the Forbidden Door is what they were worried about overshadowing Cody Rhodes?
Yeah. Maybe, okay, before we get into that, maybe The Rock will just show up and just encounter Roman after he wins and just look him straight in the eye.
Yeah, that's all.
And point at the Mania sign. That'll be a safe
part for them. That would be a safe bet. We still have WrestleMania, or this Friday. All we know, we can somehow get thrown a special guest referee as The Rock. It could happen. I don't think it's likely, but you never know. It's possible. If they're in Miami, it's not unlikely.
I think the safe bet is he just shows up, looks Roman in the eye,
points
at the WrestleMania sign, and then they set it up somehow. If he's not going to wrestle, we're getting worked up over something that's not going to actually happen. But that's an option. We'll get into the Rumble now.
Yes.
Men's Royal Rumble.
Here we go.
There are 15 of 30 entrants that have been named out. There's probably at least, you know, a couple NXT guys, I think, come up. Brock Baker could show up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, already NXT guys there. Kofi, he's NXT. Braun Baker will come. Carmella Hayes will definitely be a show.
Gacy, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, hey, yeah, I can see it.
We were briefly saying, what if we see the Six Faces of Wyatt show up? This is kind of like Foley did the 1 year.
I'm trying to think who else is
there. Definitely a few other, like, official guys, but they're just not named. They're just going to save it, but we kind of couldn't.
I'd rather not know.
Mm-hmm. But there are some, like, Forbidden Door.
Big one.
Surprise returns.
Who do you think Forbidden Door?
Jay White.
Yeah. I heard Jay White. I've actually heard rumors Heath Slater as a return. Yeah. I've heard rumors, obviously,
Matt Cardona. Zack Ryder.
Zack Ryder.
Matt Cardona. That's why it's Chelsea Green, because they're obviously married.
Yeah. Who else? Chris Masters has been. Yeah. Might be.
Okay. Hear me out.
Eugene? What? I love it. Love what it. If Eugene Vince returns.
McMahon.
No.
Oh, I would love that. I would love that, actually.
Yo,
and just for him to absolutely get beat the living daylights out of.
Hear me out. Vince McMahon comes out, gets absolutely torched by the fans.
Yeah.
Booed. Yeah. Everything. Next thing you know, Stone Cold.
That would actually be sick. I'm actually not going to lie.
Vince would be like, holy shit.
I'm going to throw some names out there.
Logan Paul's probably coming back.
Pat McAfee.
Oh, he's
I'm thinking one guy who commentates, and I miss him. And he's got some bad news for you. Oh. Wade Barrett. Why not? Let him have this one last thing.
Why not?
Booker T.
Booker T, yeah.
Yeah, Booker T, yeah. Today. Let's see what legends will be. I'm more interested in the legends. I'd like to see.
I remember.
We haven't seen Edge in a while.
Edge could come back, maybe.
What are the chances?
It'd be like, oh, okay, cool, Edge is back. But like,
what are the chances?
Lesnar's probably going to be in the match. So.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What are the chances we see Randy Orton?
Yeah.
John Cena, because Austin Theory's in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dominic Mysterio, because he's got a feud with his father eventually. They can't just
ignore so many people that I feel like there's not enough spots.
There isn't enough spots, but obviously they could probably have chosen a few of our guys.
Well, they got 15. They got 15 spots left, right? Because it's 30. They already have 15 announced. Let's hypothetically say they do not announce any more people from this week. So for sure you'll get two NXT guys. So now you're at 13. You'll then get maybe one Forbidden Door, maybe two. Again, I'd say that they do one Forbidden Door.
I'd say one.
So now you're down to 12. Now, I say they probably will add 3 to 4 legends. So you're about, 8?
And then
the rest will have to probably be WWE star. Yeah, well, I would consider as part of the legends.
Yeah.
And the rest will be the WWE superstars. So realistically, you're looking at, from the 15, half of them being surprises. It's not bad.
Yeah, that's. I like it when I don't know. Like,
yeah.
If there was like even less than 15, I'd like it even more. But I always like the surprises.
I just hope they space it out good enough where they don't just throw everyone kind of early and then the late's kind of eh. And that's why I hope Brock Lesnar doesn't show up, because it's just I hope Bad Bunny doesn't show up. Bad Bunny.
He's probably going to.
Who, Bad Bunny or The Rock? Or Brock?
Brock Lesnar.
You think so? I don't.
I hope not.
What else is he going to do?
Just feud with Bobby Lashley again.
No, but he just returned.
Just feud with Bobby Lashley.
Bobby Lashley's in the actual Rumble, which he is. So he's got to do something.
Yeah.
But who the hell? Oh, maybe. Oh, okay. Well, so
he's
let's
win it.
Let's know.
He's not
let's
going
say,
to win it.
No. Let's say Bobby Lashley's in it. Brock's in it, right? Why don't we why don't we bring back the Hurt Business that they're trying to do? Shelton.
That's what.
And Cedric there. Yeah. Maybe MVP.
They all eliminate Brock.
Eliminate Brock. And they realize, we're stronger together. And they kind of go on a little bit of a trend of eliminating people until, they get eliminated themselves. So, okay. Anyways, we've got to talk about the winner. We're talking about predictions. Who's the winner? Who wants to kick it off? This is tough.
Is Kofi going to get...
He's going to redemption.
He's getting a redemption. Yeah.
I think he is. He's got to do something cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe Ricochet does something cool.
That'd be cool.
Okay. We'll get into our picks here.
Okay. I'm going with Cody.
Ooh. Two Codys?
They're doing all this package and the packages for him. I'm going Cody.
What number?
Win it. Challenge.
Well, we'll get that. We'll get there. We'll get there. Okay.
Okay.
We'll get there. Because I want to say who I think is going to win.
Okay,
I have a build up.
Okay. Yeah.
There's three potential winners here. One that everyone suspects, one that everyone would hate, and one that everyone would love. We could figure it out. Everyone expects Cody Rhodes to win.
Yeah.
Facts. Everyone would hate The Rock to win.
Yeah.
Facts. Everyone would love for Sami Zayn to win. Facts. Okay. That being said, Triple H, man, I'm not going to overthink it. It's got to be Cody Rhodes. And I'm calling it now, Our tiebreaker, by the way, is we'll pick a number, each of us, and whoever is the closest. So say, let's say, because we all have Cody Rhodes, say I say 15, Kevin says like 3, and Tony says 30, and he comes in at 29. Tony gets that advantage, and he becomes new champion, because we basically are all tied up to this point. That being said, championships advantage, I will go first.
Right.
And I'm taking number one, Cody Rhodes will win. Ooh. At number one. Build him up. There we go.
We're gonna
price this right. It number two.
No, we'll just go closest.
Okay.
I'm choosing Cody. By the way, I am
choosing Cody.
I assume you were, because you kind of be like Cody, right? You kind of like smile, like, yeah, he's gonna win. Like, I guess Tony, you go next. What number do you think?
I'm going with number 12.
Ooh, I like that number.
You writing this down, Kevin?
Yeah. Don't worry, I got it. Don't worry. Tony, number 12. Tyler, number one.
Are you going to praise his right me and go, number two? That would be dirty. Fair play.
I mean, there's no point of saving him to 30 now, because, you know, we know he's coming.
Yeah.
That would just be like, I don't know.
Yeah, it'd be a waste, right?
Be kind of a waste. Be like, okay, yeah, Cody's coming. I mean, unless people like forget, like, oh, Cody, for some reason, they don't know Cody's in the ring. But I am.
They could wait till like the 20. I was gonna say, they could wait till number 27. I mean, that's fair. I expect
number one, Cody number two.
That'd be very interesting. Leave those last two. I was gonna say Seth Rollins number two, anyways.
I think we do. We do Seth Rollins, and then everyone's like, oh, who's gonna come on? And boom. Cody. And I think for that reason, I may have just won, because I think that's a better way to do it.
You say that now.
Seth Rollins first. Seth Rollins is like, come on, who do I got? And then boom. Wrestling.
I think.
And then Rollins is like, oh, WrestleMania 38 all over again.
That'd be a very interesting way. I actually would think, I don't know who would start it. That's interesting. Maybe Rollins will start it. I'd like to see Ricochet start it, though. Let's see if it gives some action. What if it's Dominic Mysterio? I'd actually love that more.
That'd be funny.
If Dominic Mysterio started off.
Really wrong. And I mean, hey, if it's anything past one and two, Tony's one.
That's true, yeah.
Actually.
No, if it's past, but it's whoever closest. If it's 3, 4, 5, we're good. You're good.
It's whoever's closest. If it's 3 or 4, you still.
But once it gets to 10.
Tony's eight.
What if he doesn't show up at all? This is a fake. This is a lie. He doesn't show up. We're screwed.
That'd be awful.
Wait,
he cashes in.
If Cody does not win, that means Tyler retains it.
Retains, yeah.
Yeah.
So if Cody's not number one, I am cheering for him to lose.
Yeah.
I will hope The Rock comes that time. Like, oh, Rock!
Well, no, you just
If it's not number one, I lose.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna be cheering for The Rock if he's not.
That's
number
true.
One. I'm very certain on my number two. I think
the reason why I say number one, because there is a big smudge in the history of WWE that's number one. It happened in 2004, I think. 2003 or 2004. The man himself was evil. Crazy guy, short Canadian from Montreal. They did a little callback to the Randy versus Edge match at WrestleMania.
Right. Oh God,
he's still number one winner. They need to clear that off. Why not give it to Cody Rhodes?
Yeah.
And
I think Shawn Michaels is the other one, right?
Yeah, Shawn Michaels. But I'm gonna go with my prediction: Cody Rhodes faces Roman one night at WrestleMania. And Sami Zayn wins the Elimination Chamber and fights him another night of wrestling.
I like that. I do like that.
If Rock doesn't show up.
I do like that. I like how Cody Rhodes has said he wants the WWE Championship. Not really mentioning. I know at the time they weren't unified. Right.
So
maybe he still goes with that. He's like, no, I don't want your stupid Universal title. I want that one.
They're already, you can tell they're already splitting the tag team titles, because there was
a title match for just the Raw one. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe again, maybe Judgment Day gets Raw, Sammy and SmackDown, they lose SmackDown, or they keep it, and then vice versa. Maybe this is how the bloodline slowly falls apart.
Yeah. Maybe. We'll have to see, you know.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of options they got. They could do anything on us. But it should be very entertaining. Those are our predictions for the Royal Rumble. We'll see how we do. I mean, it's straight up tie until the men's Royal Rumble. And if we're wrong, well,
yep.
Tyler, you keep your
The champ is still here. Do, 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 do.
For now.
Do, 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 do.
But until then, until the next episode, you can follow us on our Instagram page at the 5-Star Broadcast. There's dots in there, but. And our YouTube page.
Where we find us.
You can go subscribe to our YouTube page. Probably a really good moment in this one with the whole Uncle Howdy.
Yeah, you gotta check Wyatt. That out.
Yep.
I honestly thought something happened and you had to get off.
That's going to be on TikTok too, guys. Don't forget our podcast. Oh, yeah. It's coming soon. Yeah. You know, I'll probably little quick fun segments. Got to keep it entertaining for you guys.
And
this is the year of the frog. We're getting stone cold. Till next time. Kevin, because I'm the champ. You ring the bell.
Oh, okay. Ding, ding, ding. And we'll catch you in the next one.